Hello, welcome to your meditation practice today. I just started a 3-week meditation series at our studio at Sacred Chill on compassion. It's a meta meditation series. And I think what I'm going to do in our podcast for the next couple weeks is just share like a mini version of the series so that you too are getting some of these practices that really help us connect to ourselves and to others in this most lovely and stressful time of year. So what I want us to be aware of today for our practice is this noticing that when we are in stress, when we are in our little bubble of anxiety, overwhelm, frustration, whatever that is, when we're in that place, we cease seeing other people as people like us. They become things that are in our way, or people that have something that we want, that we might be trying to get, but they aren't us. They aren't feeling the same thing or experiencing the same thing. They are other. The easiest way to see this for sure is when you are stuck in traffic, right? We're stuck in traffic, there's all the cars in front of us, and they're all in our way, right? You're like, get out of my way, I've got to be somewhere. And it's rare that we actually have that moment of recognition. The person in the car in front of you is probably also late for something. They're trying to get to work or their yoga class or home for dinner with their families, whatever it is. It's also a person who's probably stressed out and upset too. Now, interestingly, just as we do this for others, we truly do it to ourselves as well, right? We get stressed out, we get overwhelmed, and it's almost like we disconnect from our bodies. I'm in my stressful self and it's hard edges, walls, and I'm a machine trying to get it done. There's no time to notice what it feels like or how I'm treating myself or somebody else. I just have to go. And so our practice today is a practice of softening. It's a practice of invoking a bit of tenderness towards ourselves first and allowing that sense of tenderness to touch every being that we see. Right? It's the invitation to come back inside ourselves and actually feel. Right? We're not a doing machine, but a living, breathing, feeling human being. So we take time, whenever it is in your day that you choose to meditate, we take a few minutes just to be. And in that simple process of sitting down, getting still, we melt some of the walls that we put up around our heart or our feelings. And we take time just to notice how we're actually doing. And maybe as a result, also noticing how the people around us are doing. Not because we have to fix it or comment on it or do anything at all with it. It's just the act of when you see somebody else, really seeing them. If you practice yoga, you know we end most yoga classes with the word namaste. And typically we sort of explain that word, that namaste, as the light in me sees the light in you. The soul in me sees the soul in you. And it's easy to sort of put our palms together, bow our head, namaste, and we're out the door. But if we take the time to really be awake, to have intention around tenderness and connection, That namaste is every time we lock eyes with somebody, anybody. It's any time we pause to check in with ourselves. I see my light. I feel my light. And so let's practice together here now. Finding a seat for yourself. Your legs could be crossed on the ground. You might sit in a chair, your feet flat on the earth. Hands will rest comfortably onto your lap. And your eyes will gently drift closed. Feeling yourself sit just a little bit straighter, taller. And your shoulders relax a bit more. Feel your breath drift into its own natural pace. Easy inhales, easy exhales. And gradually, the muscles through the body releasing. Our face, our neck, our shoulders. The chest and the belly, let's go. The hips relaxing down into their seat. And the thighs relax, the calves relax. We feel ourselves settling into our bodies and maybe into our breath. In today's meditation, I'm going to invite our awareness to rest right at the center of your chest. Just noticing what happens as you breathe in. Feeling how it feels to breathe out. Letting your awareness rest in the center of the chest. In one moment, you might notice a sense of fullness or emptiness there. And we'll stay and breathe, and perhaps that feeling continues. Perhaps it morphs into something different. You don't have to explain it. You don't even have to find words in your mind for it. We'll simply rest in the center of the chest, noticing what's going on with our hearts. And the thoughts that come up along the way, the distractions, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to shush them or silence them. You don't have to change them. We can think the thought and notice our hearts. Notice the feeling. Even if that feeling is one of, I don't know, or a feeling of nothing. What does nothing feel like? Settling ourselves for a few minutes of silence in the center of our chest.
Bringing yourself back.
A gentle wiggle of fingers and toes and a soft easing of the eyes open. Noticing your experience today. As you're ready, palms slide together in front of your heart like a prayer. Bow your chin, taking a moment to honor the time that you carve out to be still, to soften, and to connect with ourselves and others. One last breath, inhale, filling up. And exhale, let it go. Thank you guys so much for sitting today. Namaste.